going on? It's your man Cass
and Belle,
and this is Divorce Not an Option, where we talk about relationships and not trying to get a divorce or be separated to stay together.
Yes, absolutely. And happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year. We apologize. I know it's been a while since we've done this, baby. But you know, life be lifing.
Yes. 2024 was a very hard year for us. So we are back.
Yeah, we dealt with a lot of loss. We had some losses. Mm-hmm. We had some medical stuff that went on.
Yeah.
So a lot went on, you know, and but during all of that, we always said that we're going to get back to this and we're going to, you know, continue our podcast journey with Divorce Not an Option, because, you know, it's something that we feel passionate about. So we definitely said we're going to get back to it, and we're here now.
Yes, we are.
You know, and first, I got to appreciate everybody that has been, you know, really hitting us up and, you know, saying, you know, they miss us and, you know, that they really wanted to hear from us again. So we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, you know, who sent us IMs and DMs and letting us know that, you know, our podcast have helped them and they really enjoy listening to us. So here we are.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We are here. So what is the first thing we're going to be talking about for the new year?
Well, I think the first thing we're going to talk about is basically divorce, right? And the reason we're going to talk about divorce is because, again, divorce is not an option. And the fact that January is known as a divorce month. So I thought it was appropriate to start with divorce.
January is known as divorce month?
Yes.
Why is January known as a divorce month?
Well, the reason January is known as a divorce month is because, according to, you know, to divorce lawyers and some statistics that's out there, the month of January is when they have the most filing for divorces. So it's whether someone is, you know, talking to divorce attorneys or someone is, you know, filing paperwork. This is the time where they're actually, you know, thinking of their option and what they need to do to move forward with divorce. You're looking at a 30% spike between January and March alone, just on you know, that divorce procedures.
I guess people are making New Year's resolution they're gonna get divorced. So
because, you know, I mean, the new year, right? So everybody always say new year, new start, and, you know, new fresh. You know, everyone is always looking for, you know, what they can do to better themselves in the new year. And so divorce, getting a divorce and going through one, it, I guess, is one of them. And so that's what we want to kind of talk about. And we want to kind of talk about, you know, how did you all get here and ways to prevent, you know, filing divorce in January. So that way.
Well, I always felt like this. You know, I always started stray away from talking about people with divorce, because I've always noticed that when we're in a time where, you know, back in the day, you used to, you know, when you said you was married for a long time, you know, we're going on 22 years this year. And you know,
it's that long? 22 years. Wow.
Anyway, so
I'm still okay. 35, but okay.
So you made me miss my whole thought, man. But anyway, but you know, when you've been married for so long and you tell people that, you know, back in the days it was, you know, it was like, oh wow, great, cool. Now when I tell people that, they're looking like, oh really, wow, like it's a disease or something that I caught, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I really feel that I think before we talk about divorce, we need to talk about why people are getting married right now.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I think we talk about that because I think that leads to why divorce is happening so much right now, why longevity of marriage isn't there. So, people are not getting married anymore for love.
Right.
You know, they're not getting married anymore for growth. They're not getting married anymore for longevity. Unfortunately, divorce has become an option now, meaning that people, when they get married, they're already thinking about divorce. They're, you know, I've seen a lot of videos on the social network of women that are taking money away from the household and put it into an account. Not for, you know, it's one thing to put money away because, you know, sometimes husbands, we spend money, whatever, a woman to handle, they should put a little aside. So when things come, it'd be like, oh, I got money. But now they're putting it away for themselves. And then I also now hear the women are telling their daughters that now, where if you're married, take some money, put it in an account for yourself just in case, you know, he leaves you or you have a divorce, now you're good.
Right.
And I think when you start with that mentality of divorce being an option, then you're going to definitely get a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that point. I mean, as you stated, people are not getting married for love. I feel like people are getting married for just the fact that, you know, they're getting married with just being married, right? So it's not for, I want to stay with you, or I want to grow with this person. I want to, you know, I want to grow with family. I want to build. It's none of that. It's just for, you know, convenience or, you know, what you can do for me at this stage. You know, that is all it's about. And then of course the wedding, you know, they're happy, you know, happy planning the wedding and going shopping for the dress and picking out the place. And, you know, but after the wedding is over, that's when the real work begins and people don't want to put in the work. They don't want to think about that. It's been basically just being in love with love. I mean, look at J-Lo, who's been married, I don't know how many times.
Four times, you know, four or five.
And so, and she admits she has some type of problem where she's just infatuated with love,
you know. And I think that's the core issue. I think, you know, when women used to, and like I said, I'm not a woman, but from what I've witnessed over the years, younger women, when back in the days, they used to fantasize about the husband and the kids and the whole marriage. They didn't, you know, they used to, you know, have home economics where women were taught how to cook and clean and do things. And the whole goal was for a woman to get married and be with her husband for the rest of her life, build a life with him. That was the goal. Now, young women, their goal is to have this phenomenal wedding. And they dream about the wedding. I was, I remember, I don't know who, but I was talking to some, a young female, maybe a few years ago, and she was like, my dream is to have this big wedding and things like that. I was like, well, the question is, like, do you ever think about the man that's standing next to you? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter to these young women who's at the altar.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't think about the guy. They just think about all eyes on me. I'm in a pretty dress. I get to do all these great things, la la la. But so any man could fit there. So once that whole marriage, the whole adrenaline of the marriage is gone, now you have to face the actual marriage. And that's the problem, because women, from what I see, like, I'll talk to men too, but women in general are just wanting to get married and want the wedding and all the benefits of marriage without thinking about the longevity of marriage and the work it takes to maintain that marriage. So I think that's why. And men, on the other hand, men are just marrying out of lust, out of loneliness, out of desperation in some sense. Because at the end of the day, you have a lot of men that are, if they have money, they're just marrying, oh, this woman is great. Look at all the celebrities that always go through divorce, you know, because they always, you know, dating the hot chicks or the chicks with the BB, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that stuff.
That's the recycle.
And then you have the other guys that at a certain age are just like, well, you know what? I just want to get married just to have that wife. And then they get married to get married. So I think on both ends, there are problems and issues that are causing the high rate of divorce right now.
Yeah, and that too, and couple that with social media. I mean, you know, you have to think about it. Our generation is one of the last generations that actually knew what it was to live without social media. You know, I mean, the generation, you know, after us, that's all they know is social media.
Yes, that's true.
And so I feel like, you know, with the role of social media coming into play, there is a bad influence, you know, where people are seeing, you know, this nice wedding, this extravagance, and, you know, and it's enticing. And it's like, oh, that's what I want too. And regardless of the mate that I choose, this is what I want. You know, and of course, like you say, once the reality of the marriage sets in, then, you know, that's when it's, oh, I don't think I can, you know, continue this because I already, you know, I already got my fairy tale wedding. And so, you know.
Yeah. And like I was saying earlier, I think it's really hard for me to understand. I know quite a few people that have been divorced.
We've been to a lot of weddings.
We've seen a lot of divorces. And, I can't imagine. And you know what? I don't want these words to bite me in the future. But I remember you was on your butt. But I'm going to be honest right now. From where I am right now, I just don't understand divorce. I don't understand how. And we've been through a lot of things. We've been through a lot that we haven't even discussed yet on this.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot of things that other couples have broken up for. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand the I love you. And I'm with you. Let's work. And I can't imagine going. I understand being mad. Understand being angry. I understand, you know, taking a break for a little or whatever. We've been through a lot of things, you know. But the ultimate of divorce and living your life with somebody for 10, 20 years and then saying, hey, it's time for me to move on. You know, I really can't understand. That's why I don't ever give like my friends like divorce advice and stuff, because I can't imagine being there in that position. Yeah, I really can't.
Because we're not in that position. So what can you say?
You know, because, you know, I have friends, you have friends, we both have friends that like, you know, don't like us. Not because friends don't like that.
Yeah, don't say friends. Then they're going to start texting us.
We have people.
What do you mean?
We have people that, because they're not our friends really, but we have people that don't like us because we're a reflection of what they were willing to do. Meaning that they had problems in their marriage and we've overcome them and stayed together for 20 years and they have it. And they don't like us because we have done the stuff that they or their spouse, their husband, their wives, whatever, wasn't willing to do. And then they question why you and not me.
Right.
So it's really a slippery slope or a shaky ground we walk when we're dealing with people that aren't married or been divorced, because on one end you want to celebrate your marriage, you want to celebrate it to the world. I am proud to be married to my wife, you know what I'm saying? But then when you in front of these people that got a divorce,
they make you feel like shit
because, you know, and then, you know, they give the smiles like, but you know, in essence, they're saying, you know,
right. They're cursing us out. And
you know, and it's really, you know, back in the days, it was, you know, with divorce not being as, it was a rare thing. So like, I think people, it was different. Like, it was extreme reasons why people got divorced back in the day. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't pettiness and stuff, but it was real stuff. You know what I mean? Like, real, like, they just couldn't. They done everything they can. People were more likely to try to work through things.
Right, right.
Than now, where people are getting divorced literally off of freaking Facebook posts and Facebook likes and stuff.
I don't understand that at all. I mean, the most tedious, you know, minute reasons is why you're getting divorced. That to me makes absolutely no sense.
And
I just don't understand.
It's really crazy because I just don't understand why go through all of that stuff. And I know people that got kids with women and kids with men, and they just do the pettiest stuff to not make it work. And it'd be the dumbest reason. And me and we sitting there looking at each other like, is that really a big divorce issue?
Right. Maybe, like, you know, getting upset, like, you know,
I don't even go to counseling. I don't even hear anymore. And maybe, hey, this is just our circles, I don't know. But I just don't even hear people talking about my man cheated, I'm leaving him no more.
Yeah,
it don't even be that anymore.
You don't hear that.
It'd be crazy stuff like, oh, the bills aren't being paid right, or they're not spending time, or they
don't show me, you know, affection.
Yeah, it'd be this next level stuff. You'd be like, stuff wow,
that can be worked on.
Because one thing about marriage I learned is that the longer you go, the harder it is, and the more people change, and you have to fall in love with that person again. For example, me and you've been together since our 20s.
Yes.
Early 20s. And I mean, we were practically like just barely out the house.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You more than me, barely out the house. Yeah. And and we're in our 40s now.
Why do you have to put our age out here? I'm ageless, okay? You ain't got to put my age out.
Okay, well, so we've been through our 20s, our 30s, early and 40s. Our 40s.
Okay, early, very early and 40s.
Okay, so... You know, and we practically have grown up together. Mm-hmm. We've lived our adult lives together, yes. And become, and I'm not the same person I was in my 30s, mm-hmm. just like you was in 20s, stuff like mm-hmm. that. And we had to keep understanding and re-fall in love with each other, appreciate who this new person mm-hmm. is, because through our journey together, we also have changed individually inside.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes those changes don't coincide with the relationship, meaning.
Yeah, they don't align with that current, you know, person or that current relationship. So
it may be a development that you don't like. It may be a new trait that you're like, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or it may be a trait you liked then went away.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you have to understand that the longer you're with somebody, the more that person is going to change. So you have to reform. And when I say reform, love with the person, not that you're not in
not
love
that
with
you're but you falling have to, out of yeah, love. Yeah, yeah. You just have to fall in love with the person.
Exactly.
That
exactly. Because I think we have a tendency, and I know I did, a moment of truth, you know, when we were going through a patch. And I noticed one of the problems I had is I was comparing things to when we were dating or mm-hmm. early in our dating.
Yes.
You know, and I was always comparing that Belle mm-hmm. to who you are now and saying, well, you know, when we were dating, mm-hmm. this happened. We did this. We did that. Not understanding that at the end of the day, it's not about what we were doing where we were dating, and that you're not that person mm-hmm. anymore, and to start to see the person you are now. And I think that was a major thing that kept me in the relationship mm-hmm. because I had to say to myself, she's no longer that woman mm-hmm. anymore. That's a 21, 22, 23 year old young woman straight out of college, still in college, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when we met.
Yep.
That's not the mature 30 something year old woman mm-hmm. that has been through life, had kids and job experiences and life experiences. Mm-hmm. It's two different people.
Yeah.
And I have to understand that there's growth mm-hmm. and some growth may not be exactly ideal for me, mm-hmm. but it's idea for you because that's your journey.
Exactly. Yes. And so, you know, as you stated, that was, you know, a contention, you know, for us for a while.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say quite a few years, about four or five years.
For a long time.
Yeah,
that is something that we kept fighting and working towards, you know, because, you know, it was hard to kind of see and accept the growth, right? Mm-hmm. Because we always want that person to stay, you know, the same person that we met them. And that's not growth. I mean, if we're not changing, if we're not developing, if we're not, you know, growing, then we're just static. We're just sitting there, you know, mm-hmm. then we're the same person. And so, you know, it was very hard for him to kind of accept the new Marie. And I wouldn't even say the new Marie. I would just say the growth, you know, mm-hmm. because, you know, we're both still growing, you know, mm-hmm. even though our relationship is very matured, our marriage is mm-hmm. very mature.
Yeah.
We are still growing, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we are still, you know, in our prime. We're still young. I mean, not in our 20s prime, but I'm just saying still in our prime. Mm-hmm. And so there is still growth,
yeah.
you know, I mean, so that is something that I think, you know, everyone that is in a long-term relationship do struggle with.
Yeah, and I think the other night we were talking about something that I want to bring up if I can. I was talking about how our marriage is perfect when it comes to marriage things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to individual wants and needs, mm-hmm. we're on an extreme spectrum of things. Mm-hmm. Just example, like entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big entrepreneur. I'm a mm-hmm. big person that's about companies and stuff, where my wife isn't. We're like mm-hmm. on the extremes of it. You know, other things we're on the extremes as well. I won't talk about. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're on the extreme. But the core of our marriage, we're perfect. We're perfect parents. We're, you know, we work well together when it comes to helping each other out. We work well together when it comes to running the household. We come to the middle on so many things, but there's some things that we're extreme at. But the thing is that even with those things that are being on a different spectrum, we make sure the core of our relationship is good. Mm-hmm. And we recognize that our relationship is great There are just some few things we need to work through. Mm-hmm. And those things may be things we continue to work through forever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we don't look at those little things as, you know, the marriage completely is. And I know we got into arguments, and you one thing I can say about you, know that when we get into an argument and we fight, it's like everything is horrible.
We bring everything.
I'm trying to focus on the problem.
And we should not.
No, don't say we. I'm trying to focus on the problem, right? This is, and I try, and I always, and you know this, I always say to you, this has nothing to do with our marriage overall. It's a great marriage. I'm happy. But these things, mm-hmm. we need to discuss and talk about, and we need to work through. Mm-hmm. But my wife, on the other hand, let's be honest. Oh, you know, you just don't love
me. Oh my God.
Oh, you know. Blah, blah,
blah. Now the people are gonna see the real.
I think you know, somebody in a marriage has to be the level head.
Oh, and you're the level.
No. Hold on. When it comes to certain things and uh-huh. aspects, there has to be one person that's level headed mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. that aspect. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's like, if you're both going back and forth, mm-hmm. then nothing's going to get solved. Somebody has to be level headed. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying you're not level headed on some things, my love. I'm not saying that. You are level headed on a lot of things. Uh-huh. But when it comes to emotional stuff, mm-hmm. I'm the more level-headed.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you.
But in a marriage, it has to be somebody. Because I think the overall idea we have around marriage, mm-hmm. I think this is what the core comes down to. What is your overall idea of your marriage? Is your overall idea of your marriage that we're going to tackle, work through anything together? Mm-hmm. Because I could truly say my wife is my best friend. Mm-hmm. And beyond our marriage, I like her as a person. She's a cool person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool people, so, I like
so, but you know what I'm saying? She's cool. So just on that alone, you know, I give her the benefit of the doubt when it comes to certain things, meaning as if we're arguing or we're fighting or all that stuff, she's my best friend. And so there's certain things I won't cross, certain things I won't do, certain things I won't say, because I respect her, you know? But I think that comes down to when you get into a marriage. Are men or women marry each other with respect? Do they even like the person? Are they best friends beyond the sexual and intimacy and all that
stuff? Yeah. And I don't think, you know, I don't think people are anymore, you know, and I mean, if they were, we wouldn't have this, you know, high rate of divorce. You know, I don't think people are best friends anymore. I don't think people even like each other anymore. I think people are just married for different reasons. You know, they married for convenience, in my opinion. They marry for what can this person do for me? Mm-hmm. And that's on both sides. You know, yeah. Maybe the woman is looking for financial stability. Mm-hmm. You know, or you know, or someone to take care of her, you know, of the kids, or you know, or someone that will just, you know, be responsible and level headed and take care of everything. And the man may be looking for someone, you know, companionship, and you know, because they're lonely, and you know, and so I don't think people marry for the true love, you know.
I think that, you know, I would like, you know, I just thought of this when we were talking, and I would like to know the statistic of people that get married that the women already have kids. I think that's a high percentage.
Okay, but why is that?
And I'm saying that, no, what I'm saying is because I think that's another issue. Mm-hmm. You know, when a woman has kids, right, and she's out there looking for a man, mm-hmm. right, her idea of a man is not for a man to love her mm-hmm. and to, you know, for them to connect. Mm-hmm. She has to think about her kids.
Right. Yeah.
And she's not marrying for love or for growth with a man. Mm-hmm. She's marrying for somebody to take care of her and her kids.
Well, yeah, that's where the marriage of convenience comes
in. And then also the other problem on mm-hmm. that too is you have a lot of men that unfortunately aren't successful. Mm-hmm. Don't have backbones or don't have anything going for them. Mm-hmm. So these are the men that are available to those type of women, mm-hmm. as they call them, the sip man. And they marry that type of woman. Mm-hmm. And so her options are not what they used to be before her kids. Mm-hmm. So she's taking whatever she can. And then the only men that really are like, yeah. And I'm not saying all men that marry women with kids are bad. I want to make that because I want to.
Yeah, because no, then no, we're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. I want to get hate mail and stuff like that. Or, you know, no, I believe yeah, there are a lot of good women that just made a mistake or were married and had a kid. And I have no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, your husband died and all this other stuff. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But in general, let's just talk about in general, a lot of these women that have kids are not looking for a man to grow with or to do a future with. They're looking for somebody to take care of her kids. And the men that go for those women or are like, yeah, I accept those women, or men that they don't have other options. Not saying that women with kids are not worthy, but at the end of the day, if a man was making good money and had an option of women, he's going to pick naturally a woman without kids.
Yeah, I mean,
not saying that women with kids are not worthy or nothing, but if a man was really, you know, was successful, had money and had options, then he's going to pick the best option rather than somebody that has kids already.
No, I agree.
That's just natural.
I mean, no, I agree it's with that like, statement. You know, that's not anything wrong to say.
So these women get these types of men that had no options, really. They date them, and then they're not good men because at the end of the day, their mentality is not really husband mentality. Their mentality is they're not going to be leaders in their household. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be strong. Mm-hmm. And then they can't lead the household. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to lead a woman with kids, especially if the daddy's around or if the daddy's even not around me.
Right.
You know, the kids are going to be like, you know,
well,
my daddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, or if the kids are teenagers.
Oh, that's even rough.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, factors that
not
go
saying
into that.
People that have a mother, a woman that has a kid, I'm not saying that because I don't want nobody trying to cancel.
I know, right? And so, you know, yeah, I mean, but that's where we come in and say that, you know, marriage of convenience. So it's really not for, you know, for love and growth, but for other reasons. You know, but yeah, I mean, when you do have kids and, you know, you're looking for, you know, a spouse, then your priorities shift, you know, they're not, you know, for just you alone. You have to think about your kids, your children. And then you also have to be careful of who you're dating and who you're bringing around as well. And I would say this the same, you know, for guys. The only difference with the guys is that there is, you know, mothers that are involved, right? Because the woman is not dating, you know, the guy's baby mama. So, you know, so that's why the kids and that, you know, doesn't have a big of a factor because
the kids, usually
the
with
kids
the dad.
Already have a mom.
They're with the mother and they're not usually with the dad. Right. So a woman dating a man with kids is usually
so it's
better
the
because
more.
The kid is not there all the time and things like that.
So
you have that time where compared to a mother that has kids, the kids are where 20
years. Yeah, so it affects the mother a lot more. So she, you know, she has, you know, to make sure that the choice, you know, that she's, you know, picking is really for, you know, the provider of the children.
That's true. But, you know, but there's also mothers that are so desperate for a man. I was reading this case. Mm-hmm. It was so tragic. This woman was dating this man. Mm-hmm. It was the young girl's aunt. Mm-hmm. And so she was dating him. They had kids together, but he's already went to jail for pedophilia, rape. He had charges, some serious charges. So come to find out that he was having a relationship with the niece. I think she was 15, 16, 15, but they was having a relationship for like 2 years. And people knew about it. Right. They called CPS or whatever that state. And they just found nothing because I guess the girl didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. The guy didn't say nothing. And the aunt probably knew.
I'm sure.
You know,
yeah, if people knew, if you're saying
and they had an ongoing relationship, texts, all the texts they showed. And the girl got pregnant and the guy picked her up and killed her.
Oh, wow. That is so heartbreaking.
And it's and I think the trial's going on right now for
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
And it's so horrible. And the reason I'm saying this is not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, pedophilia. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about rape. But what I'm saying is that it gets to a point where women are allowing men to come into the household. Mm-hmm. because they're so desperate for a man. Mm-hmm. Getting back to what we're saying about how a woman would have kids, her priorities are different.
Right.
And see, she just wants somebody to take care of her. And that wasn't her child. Mm-hmm. But that child got exposed or whatnot and allowed that man to do that, you know. And see, those situations, divorce should be an option. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, so I don't want to sit here and just, you know, bash anybody getting a divorce. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Situations like that is...
If you're in an abusive relationship, if you're, you know, if someone is beating you and just, you know, I mean, those are...
Molesting people or has a history of that stuff. That's
divorce.
That's the divorce.
Please, divorce. And
to me... Divorce. I mean, we go to the biblical divorce thing. You know, you're only supposed to get divorced only if you, like, you know, adultery or you know, they die or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
But was also written by men.
I know. But what I'm saying is, but in general, you know, it's okay to leave a man or woman that is just no good.
Yeah, because there are women too that are abusers.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you need to understand there are no good women out there too. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally know women that are dirty to their man. Mm-hmm. Like literally, like doing all of this out there in the streets, but go home to the dude. Mm-hmm. Like there are women like that, just like there are men like that. Mm-hmm. So just because we're talking about divorce shouldn't be an option.
We're talking about just for the general.
Yeah, but there are times where at the end of it, because I want nobody to see this and say, well, you know, Cassie Bell said not to get a divorce,
no,
so I'm going to stay.
That's not what we're saying.
We're not saying it anyway that divorce is never an option. We're not advocating for abusers, rapists, violence, emotional, physical, mental abuse.
Advocating,
you know what I'm saying?
That.
We're not at all, because at the end of the day, you have to protect yourself and your children, and don't ever let a man or woman come into your space and abuse you.
Yep.
That is not something to work out. Okay. No. If a man is slapping the shit out of you and beating you,
Please leave.
We're not talking about a little tussling or you throw some pots around, some shit like that. You know, I think we've all done some dumb shit. Like, I'm gonna throw this in the pool, you know, dumb stuff. You know what I mean? You know, true story, but we're not talking about that. You know what I'm saying? But if a man is smacking the hell out of you, or a woman is smacking the hell out of you,
please leave, because it's only going to get
worse. That's abuse. That's not love taps. Mm-mm. That's not, oh, he's mad or she's mad.
That's how abuse. He showed me he loves me.
Yeah. That's abuse, and you need to leave. So I want to make sure, I don't want to be one of them people like these red pill people out here telling you, no matter what a woman does, no matter her past, take care of her, love her, give her money. No.
Is these people
on the internet that talk all this garbage that makes no sense, and they feed into people's dumb ideas and emotions of marriage. You know, every woman wants a man that's going to come in, no matter her past or who she is, take care of her and love her.
So they're saying,
you need to love a woman no matter what. It doesn't matter her past. Okay. Doesn't matter. She has four kids. Love her. Then you have the other guys like, oh, women ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? They're all hoes.
So they're blah, blah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you have women bashing men. All men just want sex. Men ain't no, you know, you have these people and they get viral and they get, you know, everybody
because
wants
of catchy
to,
phrases.
Exact catchy
or,
phrases, or they're saying
or the
something
hot
that,
topic or the, that
exactly,
sense,
you know what I'm saying?
Playing into emotions.
Yeah, okay. We're not playing those got games it. With nobody. We're not doing that. We're being honest. And if a man or woman is abusing you, no matter the relationship,
Please leave.
Okay, so now that's what we said. Because disclaimer, we said that. Because I don't want nobody to say, well, Cass and Bill,
they
said
stay together. No, we didn't.
If I love this woman more than life, but if she came out and hit me with a pot and unless the doctor comes and says she's a schizophrenia and had a meth, something like that, then I'm running. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because that, you know, that's abuse. You know
that
what I mean?
Definitely.
Because
abuse.
Somebody doesn't love you.
No, they don't.
If they're willing to do
hit
that.
Hit you upside
now,
your head.
I get,
no.
I get, you know, you get mad, you grab a little, what the hell, or, you know what I'm saying, you like, I but see, if a man is punching and he's, or a woman and do
no,
all that.
Don't shake. No,
that's not love. That is not love. That is not, oh, he ain't angry, girl. Mm-mm. Oh, what, oh, he, oh, she loved me so.
No. That's run.
It's
run
abuse.
For your life.
Run for your
abuse.
Life. Because I want to, because I think what people, will look at us and they will say, sometimes they will say, oh, you got it perfect.
And, everybody always thinks that we have it perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, everything's perfect with y'all.
Yes.
You got the perfect life.
Perfect,
you got
perfect.
This, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we've been through all trials and tribulations. We've been through the lowest of the low. We've seen the ugly side of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we've forced ourselves to fight through it.
See, yes.
The thing is this, we fought through it. It wasn't simple. It wasn't like we got like, hey let's just work this out.
We had children, you know, right in the beginning of our marriage. You know, we purchased our house. You know, we have job changes, career changes, you know, entrepreneurship changes, you know, business growth. So there is so much.
One thing I would say though, you know, early in a marriage, I would say avoid having kids.
Yes, I would definitely say that too. Avoid having kids right off the bat.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I love our kids. I love our son.
I love our children.
So at the end of the day, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
But reflecting back on it, you know, I think that we should have waited at least a year or two, mm-hmm. because, you know, pretty much, you know, you got pregnant. We got married in November. You got pregnant, what, in May?
In May. June. Yeah, I got married in January.
So we didn't have a lot of time to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And even during that, we were going through a lot of problems. We were young. Mm-hmm. We got married. We didn't know what marriage really was. And then we had this baby come in. Mm-hmm. I had some court stuff that I was dealing with when you was pregnant.
And we got married in our late 20s.
Yeah, so we went through a lot of stuff early in our marriage that, like, to be honest, like, we were almost at calling it quits.
Yes.
On several different occasions. And, you know, it was rough.
It was rough.
And then on all of our nonsense, because it was all our nonsense, to be honest, being young, being stupid. But you add a baby on top of that.
Yes.
You know, and that was really, really rough.
It was really rough for us. And again, we're telling you this because we're being very transparent so that you know that, you know, we've dealt with a lot of the same things that you all dealt with, you know, or still going through. I mean, we've been through a lot and, you know, and we have a lot to share and kind of help others out there, like, you know, like ourselves.
I mean, it got so bad between us, and this is something I don't think I've ever revealed. I don't know if it's, you know, I can always edit this out if you don't like, but during when my son was pregnant, it was a lot. I was doing a lot of dumb stuff. I was in the music business, running around, you know what I'm saying? And I got caught up in some court cases and stuff like that. And it almost, my wife almost had a miscarriage because of the stress. I was doing a lot of dumb stuff, guys. And she was so stressed out that she almost lost our son. And for me, not saying I didn't do dumb shit afterwards, but for me, that was an awakening for me. When I was in the hospital and the doctor said, you know, she almost, because she was bleeding and stuff like that, and she said she almost lost the baby, blah, blah, blah. It affected me in a way where I said, I got to change my ways. Mm-hmm. I got to make my marriage priority, because at the end of the day, because of my nonsense, I almost lost my son, you know, and it was very eye-awakening for me, knowing that my actions could have led to, you know, my son, who's 17 now, you know,
yes,
what I'm saying?
He just had a birthday on Monday.
That because of my stupidity, he wouldn't be here now.
Mm-hmm.
And that really affected me so much when that happened. It was, you know, I don't know what other men's or women's eye-opening time in their marriage, but I think everybody in their marriage has that point where they awaken, right? But the problem now, though, is that back in the days, I think a man, and just I speak from a man's point of view, we all have that aha moment in our life as a man. Like, you know what? It's time for me to be serious. It's time for me to take my family serious. You know, I think every man has that. But now, what's encouraged, aha moment, is not that, oh, I need to do better in my marriage, or I need to, you know, make marriage. It's like, oh, I need to leave my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The aha moment is I need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's so funny, when I look on the internet, I see so many women crying about how they left their husband and they shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Because statistically now, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen with men either, but statistically, women leave marriages like at 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Women leave the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it isn't for adultery.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman's aha moment is I want to leave and do me, where man's aha moment mm-hmm. is I need to take my family seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that to an extent. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a woman whose aha moment is to leave the marriage was already thinking about leaving the marriage long time ago. Yeah. It's not something that just, you know, that just creep up on yeah. her. It's something that she's been thinking about a long time. And this is just the perfect opportunity for her to finally, you know, leave.
So you think that, as a woman, mm-hmm. do you understand women that, because I maybe as a man I don't mm-hmm. get it, but do you understand women that say, or do you have friends or stuff that say, I'm leaving the marriage because I want to be happy, and how do you feel about women doing that? Do you think it's selfish? Do you think it's good? I mean, what's your, from a woman's point
of view? I mean, I have, you know, a lot of friends, unfortunately, that, you know, the reason they left their marriage is to go find happiness, you know, or something is, you know, missing inside, or I'm not sure, but I have many friends. And okay, so the happiness, I guess this is where I have a little bit of a difficulty with that, is because of the fact that happiness is not something that someone should provide for you, mm-hmm. right? So happiness is always within. It's, you know, if you're saying that you need to leave your marriage to find happiness, then that just means you were never happy. And the man had nothing to do with it. Mm. It's the fact, you know, a man cannot make you happy, just like a woman cannot make you happy. Mm. Happiness is internal. You know, if you're, you know, somewhat, you know, if you're not happy, or, you know, and you're going to find that happiness in someone, you're always going to lose, you know, because you're never gonna be happy, because again, no one can make you happy except yourself, right? You have mm-hmm. to do the work internally for yourself, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, putting that burden and pressure onto someone else. To me, it's not fair to put that burden on a man and woman too, but speaking from the woman perspective, it is not fair to say, for me to say, well, you have to make me happy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, I mean, we're talking about, there's surface happiness, you know, there's things that, okay, my husband do for me, he does a lot of things for me, you know, that makes me happy. Like, you know, yesterday he took my car, you know, he went and cleaned it, vacuumed it, washed it, you know, he did laundry, I mean, not laundry, well, that would be cake topping, you know, but no, he went grocery shopping, you know, and I didn't have to do it. And that made me happy, right? That was, you know,
and filled
nice.
And
fill my car with gas, you know, because I'm always low. Yeah. And, you know, so and I appreciate that. And that really brought a joy to my heart. Mm. And that's, you know, so doing these things for each other, that it does make you happy. However, though, it is not the, you know, the internal, the emotional happiness, you know, that we all should have within ourselves. And, you know, I mean, if everyone, you know, brought us happiness, then a lot more people would be married. You know, we wouldn't have so many, you know, divorces, and not, you know, and going to find happiness. And as soon as they do leave that man and they, you know, they're single now, what happiness are you finding? Going to Jamaica, going to Dominican Republic by yourself or with your girlfriend and just, you know, saying I'm single and free, well, having, you know, a lot of sex. And then it's so sad because at the end of the day, you're still unhappy. So again, and it could be any man.
You know what I hear when a woman says that from a man's point of view? Mm-hmm. I just hear like, you just want more other dicks.
Well, like, I mean, like, I don't think it's necessarily
think like this. Like, if you're married to a man, you say, I need to find my happiness, right? What does your husband have to do with it? Like, I need to find happiness, whether you want to do another career or whatever. Right. What does your husband have to do with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your husband had nothing to do
with it. The only thing that you, and then if you ever notice, and we know a lot of people that have been divorced, they go immediately, they're like, I want to find my happiness. Right, okay, yes, great, find your happiness. Mm-hmm. But then they just fucking a whole bunch of people.
Yes, that too.
And so it's like, did you really want happiness, or was you just tired of the same dick?
Well, I think
because at the end of the day, they become 304s, you know what I'm saying, which is the new word for hoes, so you know I'm up on it. They become 304s. 304s, that's hoe.
What?
304. If you flip it,
H-O-E. Yeah, H-O-E.
So 304 is, yeah, that's the new stuff. See, you got to be up on it. I'm up on it, kids. I'm up on it. So literally, like, after they divorce, mm-hmm. they become hoes. They out there having random sex with a whole bunch of different guys. Mm-hmm. And they're getting flown out or flying into different places and stuff. But they were crying about, I got to find myself. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's bullshit because, like, I get if you say, hey, I want to change my career. My mm-hmm. husband, you know, was controlling, wouldn't mm-hmm. allow me to change my career or whatever. I want to go back to school. He went, mm-hmm. okay, I understand those things. But most of the time, I've never heard a woman say, I want to be better and do things. And after she left them, she went to school, mm-hmm. got a better degree, yeah, got a better job.
Exactly.
And you don't know, but she out there, but she get a new boyfriend 6 months later, and she fucking Johnny, Robbie, Ricky, and Mike, the whole new edition lineup. And you know what I'm saying? Then she's up on Instagram showing pictures, hey, in Dubai. Oh, I'm in United Kingdom. And then she messing with a dude in each place. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest, y'all women ain't going on these girl trips, chilling, kicking it, just seeing the sights.
Okay, no, see, there's different type of girls trip, and right.
You're married, so you do the boring girl trip.
Now you're the.
We're talking about four single women out there in the Caribbean. They just out. They don't want no dick. They don't want no dick. They got these. 28-pack Jamaican man or Indian man, whatever. Yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, no, I don't want no dick. Not at all. I don't want sex. Not at all. I just want to drink all night and get drunk and just and look at the sets. Come on.
Okay. Like I say.
So you're telling me, maybe we shouldn't say this, but you're saying that you are out of your, let me put it like this so maybe nobody will maybe think you're talking. In your whole life, mm-hmm. any of your friends or girlfriends or girls you know, mm-hmm. after they got a divorce mm-hmm. or they left their long-term relationship, mm-hmm. how many weren't hoeing?
Okay, first of all, I am not going to plead the fifth.
Whoa.
Okay? I am not going to.
She's a good friend.
That.
But you know what that means, though.
I am not going to.
You know what that means. You know what that means.
That's what I'm not going to do.
Because you know what that means. You just proved my point.
I didn't prove any point. What I'm not going to do is answer that question.
Is it one? Is it two? Is it zero? Just say it's zero, zero.
First of all, we're focusing on divorce is not an option.
Okay. Now we got to focus. Okay,
as I was stating, is the simple fact that.
I gotta look at your friends now because you know a lot of 304s right now. I gotta relook at it.
Anyways, as I was saying, that the simple fact that, you know, someone is leaving their significant other to go find happiness, to in my book, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, you know, that's really not the reason. You know, mm-hmm, there are mm-hmm. more deeper reasons as to why you're leaving. And so I think saying that you needed to find your happiness mm-hmm. is just a cop out. Mm-hmm. And it's not the action the reason it's a cop out is because a lot of women, unfortunately, and I can speak to this because, you know, you have a lot of friends, unfortunately. And so,
you have a lot of friends? You have a lot of 304s, right?
Anyways, I have a lot of wholesome friends.
Okay.
So,
how many of them wholesome friends ain't banging?
You know what? This show is about Cass and Belle, all right? Let's keep it Cass and Belle, all right?
Okay, all right.
You're making me lose my train of thought.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
But anyways, I think it's a cop-out, right? And I think that the reason, a lot of women do say that is because they really do not want to, you know, face the reality of why...
They're a hoe.
Why...
They want to be a hoe.
Why... they're leaving their spouse, their husband. Like, they really don't want to face that reality, because if you really sat there and kind of own up to some of your mistakes mm-hmm. that you've made, it would really be an eye opener. I mean, just like you're saying, you know, you messed up, you know, during, you know, when, you know, I was pregnant with our first child and stuff with our son, you know, and so it wasn't like I wasn't, you know, messing up either. I mean, there was things that I wasn't, you know, paying attention, you know, to what was going on. You know, I was neglectful. I mean, there's a lot of things and throughout our whole time together, you know, there's different, you know, reasons for things, for arguments, and both you and I sit there and kind of reevaluate ourselves and say, oh, okay, let's stop blaming one another and kind of look at what we're doing. actually take a look at ourselves, and we really probably would not like ourselves so much, you know, because no one wants to admit their fuck ups. That's for another topic.
Self-evaluation, I think, is very important. Yeah, because at the end of the day, if you don't really look at yourself and look at what you're doing, then you're going to have a big problem in your marriage. Because if you think you're perfect, if you think that you do everything right, then everything that goes wrong in the marriage, you're looking at your spouse.
And then say, well, it's them, it's him. You know, or you're saying like, he's the reason that I'm getting a divorce, or he's the reason I'm separated, or he's the reason, you know. But, and you never actually look at yourself. I mean, what is that saying when you keep pointing fingers at someone
else? Three are pointing at you.
You know, four of them.
Yeah, if you want to be a 304 on them streets, just say that.
Just say you want to be a 304 and do you.
You know, because at the let's be real, man, you getting married, and this is another problem. I think we're going to talk about this later because I know we got to wrap this up pretty soon. But, you know, and another thing is, if you done spin around the block a lot of times, right, and then you finally get married, you really think that man, no matter how good he is going to be able to satisfy you? He ain't going to be good as the guy in Miami you met that got the 12-inch and hit your spleen.
You're definitely going to get us canceled.
And, you know, so now you with your husband that's a good 8 inches. He's just not hitting them spots. So now you got to go find yourself. That's why you become a 3-year-old. Because when you was in your 20s, you was out there doing all types of dudes. Your thing was stretched out all different ways. Now you get with a man. And then, you know, he a nice size, maybe an 8-inch or 7-inch average nice size, but it ain't good enough for you because you used to Mandingos. So now you mad because you can't get off. And then the poor guy's doing everything he can, but he could never measure up to Mr. Miami that you had back in the days. And then afterwards you get a divorce and then you turn to 304.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, let's be honest. That's why the Lord said, be a virgin, because at the end of the day, then your husband can satisfy you. But if you done had 25 dudes and then you finally get married, don't be mad if you're not happy. Your thing done been stressed out. You know what I'm saying? And let's be a good guy. Let's be real. A good guy, right? A real man wasn't out there slinging it, right? A good man was in school. A good man was building his business or working hard. He ain't had time to really.
Oh, he's so innocent, right?
He didn't have time to master the craft
because he was too busy building a life. Right.
But while he was building, you was out there smashing everything that moved.
Oh, okay,
you was as your woman goes your whole phase. Every woman goes through their whole phase, right? So your man was going through, she was going through her, while you was going through building
while
yourself
he
up.
Was being
you was in your whole
model
phase.
Model citizen.
That's what I meant.
You was in
your whole phase.
Okay.
Then you meet this guy. He's sweet. He's great.
The simp, like
he's on point. Then you sleep with him, and he don't got skills that your baby daddy got because your baby daddy's a bum and all he does is screw.
Back to being a hoe.
So you just need your body. Your body wants more.
Okay.
Like a woman is a woman has pleasure things all over. Men are simple. Women have everything.
We're simple.
Okay. So at the end of the day, if you done been pleasured so many different ways, then you meet this guy that ain't really experienced, and then he try to do his best. You sitting there like, he ain't like Mr. What's his name in Dubai.
Okay, so they're not satisfied.
That's why they get a divorce.
They get a divorce and they turn into a hoe.
This show's about divorce and all.
Okay.
So that's why women are getting divorced because it turned 304s.
That's not why women are getting divorced.
I thought that's what we concluded.
No, that's not what we concluded We did not conclude that at all.
All right, guys,
opinion.
I'm sorry. You know what? I went on a tangent. I apologize about that. I'm hoping to go viral and, you know.
To be like that table people?
Yeah. I'm trying to, the red pill.
You already know when someone is not up on table people.
Yeah, exactly. Table people. Yeah, hoping they take that clip and then it goes viral. You know, I'm just messing around, people. I'm just messing around, all right? All right, we just ended up. But appreciate you guys for tuning in with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
you know, we are back. We every Thursday we will be dropping a video podcast and a regular podcast as well. Definitely
on the Culture Radio.
Yeah, on the Culture Radio. Download the app on Google and iTunes. Go to our new venture, Couple of Critics. As you can see, we have a critics page where we have critics that talk about movies, tech, shows, everything.
Products,
all that. So go to the page, check it out. If you want to be a critic yourself, definitely
hit us up
on the page's links where you could say, hey, I want to do some reviews.
And don't forget our product website as well. So, you know,
we have new lineup going. We are selling.
He's the advocate for men. So here you go, man. Yeah,
well, actually, this is for the women. This is
Sweet Ruby.
And then we have the men body motion for men and women is called Ebony Mojo. We have it for men and women. And also, if you really want to get your skin better, we have our infused creams and our infused creams and masks and stuff like that that goes on your skin naturally. Yeah. So our clays, I'm sorry, infused clays.
It keeps it very nice.
So definitely go to cultured.skin and you could definitely check out our product line. But I appreciate everybody for tuning in with us and checking our video. Check us out every Wednesday. We'll be on YouTube every Thursday. Check us out every Thursday for our video podcast, and also our audio podcast will be up on everywhere. iTunes, iHeart, Amazon Prime, Google, everywhere. So
and
you can
listen
check
to the replay on the Culture Radio.
And you can listen to the replay on the Culture Radio as well. And you go to our site, castingbell.com, and all our latest podcasts is on there as well.
Yep.
Until next time, guys, we appreciate you.
Bye.